WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need today. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. McDonald's says it will appeal a $27 million judgment ordered by a Brazos County District Court jury. The verdict involves the deaths of two Blinn College students in a College Station crash 2 years ago. The 18 and 19-year-olds were on their way to the hospital following a fight at the Northgate McDonald's. A copy of the verdict form is online at WTAW.com. College Station Police has beefed up its patrol in an area where there's been 19 vehicle burglaries and two stolen vehicles since last Friday. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says all the thief had to do was open the door.
They appear to be targeting unlocked vehicles and then taking very small items, something that a single person could possibly carry with them or move back and forth to a vehicle to get out of the area.
The crimes are west of the freeway, north of Arrington, and south of Graham. Photos of the suspects are online at WTAW.com. The new owner of what used to be called Briarcrest Country Club wants to add housing on the property. The Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission will hold a public hearing next week to consider a rezoning request to multifamily. Wallace Phillips of the Phillips Event Center has not determined how many units.
I don't want to do away with any of the holes of the golf course or anything else, so what we thought we'd do is do the rezoning to where we can get multifamily and keep that multifamily zoning up against the clubhouse.
Phillips says pending city approval, he hopes to secure a hotel during the second quarter of next year, then add condos or brownstones in 2016. The Planning and Zoning Commission meeting is next Thursday night, August 7th, starting at 6 in City Council chambers. A multi-million-dollar retail and hotel development in the Bio Corridor is expected to include more economic development incentives. Brazos County Commissioners this week unanimously approved a proposed amendment to an agreement made with the City of Bryan in 2000 to accommodate what's known as the Atlas Development. If approved by the city, $3.8 million in future property tax money would be diverted to infrastructure and amenities. Mayor Jason Byinski was asked about the proposal on WTAW's The Infomaniacs.
It's something we will be discussing and will continue to discuss in the near future.
The council is scheduled to take action the second week of August. This is in addition to $2.4 million originally set aside for the privately owned Atlas Hotel and Conference Center. Developers plan to break ground on the four-star boutique hotel by March of next year, and its opening is projected for May of 2016. While the city of College Station is attempting to recover federal grant money misspent by a local nonprofit, there have been no issues with the same organization in Bryan.
In Bryan, city officials provided us with details of six contracts where Embrace Brazos Valley built two new homes, rebuilt three owner-occupied homes, and repaired two rental homes. Bryan has not given Embrace any community housing grant contracts since learning what happened in College Station, but Embrace has been awarded contracting jobs in Bryan where they were the lowest qualified bidder. Bryan officials also noted Embrace has done several minor repair projects and has provided free services. Embrace Brazos Valley owes $181,000 after College Station officials learned that money was spent outside the city limits and not for building two homes to be purchased by income-eligible buyers. The Embrace chief financial officer told WTAW News yesterday they're still working on preparing a public response to what's happened in College Station. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 7:09 at 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zwirneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zwirneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zwirneman Flooring today.
Zwirneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
That's right. Brenham National Bank was chartered in 1933, and we have been serving our neighbors generation after generation for over 80 years. Wouldn't you rather bank with us? Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking fun.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with intimacy. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-842-0748. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-842-0748. That's 1-800-842-0748. Call 1-800-842-0748.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
Good morning, it's 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you this morning by the folks at Barker's Heating and Cooling. Give them a call if your unit goes down. You have 8-to-8 service. That's overtime coverage for you without having to pay the overtime charge. Call them at 690-2278.
There'll be sunshine today, sending temperatures up to about 90 to 95, but there'll also be some passing clouds and maybe a shower or a thunderstorm. Could see a shower or a thunderstorm tonight. There'll be lots of clouds around 70 to 75. Considerably cloudy tomorrow, chance for a storm, highs up around 90. Partial clearing tomorrow night with lows near 70. Sunshine Saturday, chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, and high temperatures are going to be around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your WTAW sports here in just a bit with the athletic director Justin Moore, associate athletic director Justin Moore, gave the media a tour of the brand new Texas A&M football facilities, and they are impressive. 30 eggs trying to make it to the NFL. Brazos Valley Bombers win with a sweep. And we've also got what they're going to do or a potential of what they may do with the Astrodome in Houston. All that more coming up. We'll do it about 7:50.
So on the SportsCenter top plays last night, from Bryan, Texas, Clay McCrory, kid hit a chip shot in from about 180 yards out at the junior PGA tournament being held right here.
Very nice.
This is a big deal. It really is. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, these are golfers from all over America. These are future Ryder Cup people, future professional golfers,
yeah, some
future
of the,
millionaires.
Most of those, not most, but some of those kids will end up doing this for a living.
Yeah. The first time this has been done in Texas. First time the junior PGA has been held in Texas.
And we've had decent weather for it. At least it hasn't been a billion and 5 degrees.
Yeah. It's been not bad. Later on, you know, we're constantly telling you that you need to eat more healthy, right, and do all that kind of stuff.
Well, sure.
All right. Well, if you've decided the heck with that, you're going to get fat and stay fat, we have where you need to be eating, okay?
Okay.
Those people that we call the buzzkill, the Center for Science in the Public Interest, has told us the worst place to eat if you want to lose weight. So we'll get there. Okay, I don't know if either of you guys have seen this, but this 5-year-old girl in Arizona who doesn't want her little brother to grow up.
Yes.
Okay. I had no desire to want to go see that, and I don't know if that's maybe just because I'm some grumpy old guy. I'm not sure. Well, what was the allure, Kevin, that made you want to go see this? And Patrick, have you seen it?
I clicked on it. It never opened. I gave up.
it was the slug that got me. It was
okay.
Like, you know, kid or daughter doesn't want son to get any older, and the picture was of the obviously the little girl.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
And well, so that was, I was like, okay, well, I'll take a look at that.
So it's some little girl named Sadie from Phoenix. She's begging her 3-month-old brother to stay a baby forever. Her eyes fill with tears. She explains, I don't want him to grow up. He's so cute, and I don't want to die when I'm 100.
Do you have it?
No, I don't go there, really.
Man. That's not me.
What did I say? Did I say don't go there? Anyway, go see it if you want to. It's racked up 7 million hits. I just don't understand why, I guess. And maybe I'll have to go see it to see it. Anyway,
parents smiling. It's, you know,
9 million now.
Oh, okay, never mind. Sorry. Sorry, we didn't have that update.
You underestimated 2 million more people in America.
You know, and there's probably important stuff that needs to be done that hasn't been because of that. Oh, wait. We so messed up on the birthdays today. I mean, we got a local celebrity. We did not do his birthday. Rico Rodriguez is 16.
Oh, my goodness.
Today.
I thought I led with that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No.
You didn't.
It's on the list. My apologies, gentlemen.
Okay.
It was on the list.
That's okay. And he may be in town. He may be listening. Actually, I think he's a Candy 95
I think you're
listener,
right.
But that's okay. Anyway. So
and a great, great kid. His sister, Rainey's awesome.
My wife, Nicole saw him at a local workout auditorium.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's just
getting his fitness on.
All right. There you go. All right, so is it earlier this week that A&M was the top-rated university in some list that we had from the state of Texas, or second behind
number
Rice?
Number 24.
That's
yeah.
right. Do you remember what list that was? It's so hard
it was
to remember.
Bang
value.
For the, yeah,
yeah.
Bang
that's
for the
it. Babson
okay.
College.
All right, so that's it. Yeah, it was Babson College. It was yesterday we had that. Okay, well, Forbes has their list out today. A&M is overall ranked 137. So, see, you know, it's like economists. You find the one you like and you go with that
there
one.
There you go.
Now, for best value, they said that A&M was the 22nd best in America.
Okay.
22nd best in America. And I don't know exactly what the criteria was, but when you consider when Forbes University, so because I was trying to find A&M on this list, they had to be there somewhere. And so I figured best value, and sure enough, there they were, 22nd. But when you consider that the best value list leads off with all the United States Military Academy, the Naval Academy, the Air Force Academy, Coast Guard Academy, and the Merchant Marines Academy, because they don't have any tuition. I guess that's how they decided that was the best value.
Yeah.
So, anyway, like I said, you can go find your list and like the one that you want and just kind of go from there. You know, it's the usual suspects as far as their list is, you know, the top colleges and, you know, Stanford and some Ivy League schools and all that. But, you know, again, if you get what you need from the place and you paid a fair price and you can pay it back, then it's an okay deal. So they got a new hotel going up on the grounds of the Elvis Presley Memphis home in Graceland. The newspaper, the Commercial Appeal, tells us Priscilla Presley will be at the groundbreaking ceremony during Elvis Week on August the 14th. The 450-room hotel will be called the Guest House. Why don't they call it Heartbreak Hotel? What is that about? Do you have to be a marketing genius to come up with that? It will feature two restaurants, space for meetings and events, along with a 500-seat live performance theater. Elvis Week also introduces a multimedia iPad tour of Graceland, narrated by John Stamos. Could it get any better? The first ever auction at Graceland happens that week, too. That's when they're going to do the 1977 Cadillac, the Martin guitar, an original copy of the script from the movie Love Me Tender. Elvis Week runs the 8th of August through the 17th. Of course, he died August the 16th. Excuse me.
Allegedly.
There were reports that he died. August 16th, 1977. Working in the newsroom, news director came in and told me, stopped typing and went, huh, and started typing again. So that was in the afternoon, right? Didn't we find out in the afternoon?
Yes, I believe so.
August the 16th, so there you go. Sharknado 2.
Golly.
Did you watch it last night?
Did not.
Nope. Did you?
Did you capture it?
No. Did you?
I had a friend who was watching it, and as they pointed out, that show is only as good as the Twitter commentary that goes along with it. So to record it and watch it later, there'd have to be a way to go back and have the tweets come in sort of live as you're watching it. But
well, what's that? There's some network that shows movies and puts those little balloons up with the comments, which is that's pretty cool.
If they could find some really good Twitter commentary and do it that way, I might actually watch it. It'd be like that Mystery Science Theater 3000.
I was just about to say, if it's like Mystery Science Theater 3000, that would be good. Snarky comments all the way through. But anyway, they apparently did fine. Matt Lauer and Al Roker made appearances, as did Kelly and Michael. They did cameos. Judd Hirsch apparently had a big role as a taxi driver. And Robert Hayes is an airplane pilot.
It was suggested it was like basically everyone on the payroll at NBC Universal.
Sharknado just can't beat it. All right, New Mexico woman accused of pulling a gun on her cable guy. Yeah.
They show up late?
I don't know. Gun charger, apparently, for the installation. They don't do that for nothing, you know. There is a charge involved. The cable technician went to 48-year-old Gloria Bacalacario's house to install some equipment. When he warned her there would be a fee, Gloria said that she thought it was free and refused to pay, so the worker started putting his tools away. That's when she pulled the gun.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Obviously, the tech decided he needed to leave, and because he was, she was pointing the handgun at his chest, he quickly dialed 911.
Jeez.
Police arrived. She's charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. They're going to charge you for that, hon.
Yeah.
Now they're going to charge you for that.
Yeah. Twice charged.
Okay, here we go. This is a shock. Cancer rates are up more than 200% since 1973 because people want to get into tanning beds and go outside without any protection. I mean, this doesn't take a whole lot of smarts to figure this out. But now we're to the point. They released a report yesterday. U.S. Surgeon General said Americans love their sunbathing and their tanning beds, and that is the problem. Discovery Magazine's website said that every year 63,000 cases are diagnosed in the U.S., and nearly 9,000 people die from melanoma. Pretty simple. Wear a wide-brim hat, which is always fashionable, and sunglasses, and how about some protective clothing when you're outside? Go to shade, especially in the midday hours, and wear sunscreen, at least SPF 30, and reapply it every 2 hours if you're swimming or sweating. And you know what? If you're outside, you're sweating.
I made that mistake.
What, swimming and sweating?
And not putting more on.
Yeah. I saw this report a few days ago that lack of sunshine can actually cause other kinds of cancer. So
what?
You gotta, yeah. And so I did a quick search for it to see, oh, you know, surely this just came out. No, apparently this has been reported since 2007, as early as 2007, that you got to ride that fine line between overexposure and underexposure.
Well, do you happen to remember what kind of cancers that would cause?
The 2007 report says 600,000 different cases of cancer, breast and colorectal.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, okay, if you're sitting on the couch eating a bunch of stuff you shouldn't be, I don't know that the sun being out of the air.
Yeah, not
a doctor, I don't play one, but I'm thinking that, you know.
Causation versus correlation.
What do you happen to be doing if you're not in the sunshine? That might have something to do with it.
But they did attribute it to vitamin D. It wasn't just sedentary nature.
Well, and you remember they used to call that the sunshine vitamin, right?
It is. It's the only one that it has to be metabolized from cholesterol.
That's it. So you have to. Well, so now we're going to need a sunshine clock. Is that it? We how much vitamin D?
Ding.
How do you? Well, exactly. How do you measure how much vitamin D you get? Do we know that?
Oh, there's probably a way to, but you would have to calibrate your cell phone or something ridiculous.
Well, excuse me. There's an app for that.
Yeah. Hello, sir.
What's going on in here?
I'm giving Franklin an accounting a facial.
In the supply closet?
Well, I finished all my work at 10 a.m., so...
Are you bored?
Yes, sir.
Maybe you should think about another job.
I went online to AggielandHelpWanted.com. I uploaded my resume for free in minutes, and they're looking for a job for me while I give facials.
How lucky are you?
Excuse me, sir?
I'll miss you. Can you squeeze me in at 4 o'clock for an eyebrow wax? I'm looking a little like Frida Kahlo.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
At Toyota, we know people think that every sales event for every car company is identical. But here's something else we know. It's not a great deal if it's not a great car. Enter the Camry One event and the established and recognized Toyota Camry, the best-selling car in America 12 years in a row and most dependable midsize car. Now's the time to get a great deal on the dependable, stylish Camry. So don't settle for anything else. Camry was even named the 2014 Best Midsize Car for the Money by U.S. News. And now, with available 0% financing, it's a better value than ever. It's the Camry One event, and your decision couldn't get any easier. Test drive today and see why year after year, more people choose the famous Camry reliability and performance. Remember, it's not a great deal if it's not a great car. And the Camry One event is both. Lease a new 2014.5 Camry LE for $199 a month for 24 months, just $999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 8/4/14.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Check some weather. It's 726, and it's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Look for a high temperature today, probably about 91 or 92. And, in fact, because of the cloud cover, our temps are going to be down a little bit. Low temperatures at night, in fact, will be down around 71 to 72. Now, if we do have any showers today, they're telling us it'll be after 1 o'clock, so we'll see what happens. Right now, 77 degrees outside.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
One of the most partisan hacks in the U.S. Senate, Chuck Schumer from New York, has written an op-ed in the New York Times complaining about the partisanship in Washington. Now, according to Chuck Yu, the Senate has not been so polarized since Reconstruction. The House of Representatives hasn't been so partisan since 1900. He says the current Congress is among the least productive in our history. And then Chuck Yu grieves over the shocking primary defeat of Republican Eric Cantor last month. Is proof positive of how partisan the winner-take-all primary system is. Republicans, according to Chuck Yu, are hardest hit. Their primaries are pulling people to the extremes. There are few centrists and moderates, and that's because, number one, the southern states went Republican. Number two, the evangelical voters are mobilized over social issues. And three, there are anti-tax movements in California and elsewhere. And according to Chuck Yu, Republicans are so partisan due to the rise of conservative talk radio and other news media. So Chuck Yu is calling for open primaries to dilute the conservative influence. He says that would end partisanship. But that's wrong. It would allow Democrat liberal extremists to rule without challenge. Those who have tied our economy in regulatory knots, the environmentalist wackos, the gender-bending sexual revolutionaries, the No Borders Amnesty crowd, the crony capitalists, the unions, the race industry, the welfare benefit complex, just to name a few, would run roughshod. Like all good liberal partisan hacks, Chuck Yu Schumer is against partisans, defined as those who don't bow down to his agenda.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
This is an important message for men who were born on or before 1974. If you're a man born on or before the year 1974, your prostate may be at risk. Do you experience more frequent urges to urinate? Does it take more time to urinate than it used to? Are you waking at night to urinate? If you said yes to any of this, you need to call now for a free trial of Super Beta Prostate, a non-prescription formula. Just call 1-800-994-5685. Super Beta Prostate helps men over 40 reduce the symptoms of an enlarged prostate. It's made with a natural ingredient that's clinically shown to reduce urges to urinate and support bladder emptying. If you're a man born in or before 1974, get your free 30-day supply of Super Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-994-5685. That's 1-800-994-5685. Call 1-800-994-5685.
Howdy, my name is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. As a lifelong fourth-generation resident of this community, I know this community very well. Thank you for allowing me to serve you in the past, and I look forward to serving you and your family in the future. Whether you're in need of residential, commercial, or farm or ranch real estate services, please contact me, Jason Byinski, at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Contact Jason Byinski at 219-5555 or visit AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at anco.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert healthcare closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert.
The next Bryan Planning and Zoning Commission meeting includes a request to add housing at what used to be called Briarcrest Country Club. A public hearing is scheduled to consider a rezoning request to allow multiple family housing near the golf course at what has been renamed the Phillips Event Center.
We hope to secure a hotel maybe the second quarter of next year, and then probably the following year after that, maybe start adding some condominium brownstones, some type of components like that, or game day weekend type homes to somebody that just wants to downsize.
That's new owner Wallace Phillips. He says it's part of the rebranding from what used to be a private club to a public event center.
It's no longer yesterday's country club. It's newer. It's fresher. It's someplace that you'll want to come and watch Monday night football, tailgate parties, or just come out with your family and have a nice dinner. Or when you get through with the facility, you know, it'd be swimming, driving range, golf, where you can come in and actually sit down with your friends, spend some time, call your wife and say, you know, why don't you come out, let's have dinner here.
Yet to be determined are the number of housing units and whether there will be additional entrances and exits. The rezoning request is scheduled for the PNZ meeting a week from tonight. The Bryan City Council is negotiating more incentives to bring a four-star boutique hotel and conference center to the Bio Corridor. Mayor Jason Byinski on WTAW's The Infomaniacs wasn't ready to provide details.
We're still in formal talks and negotiations of what we can do to work with them in their development and looking at all they have to offer for that west side Bio Corridor there.
The council is scheduled to act the second week of August on amending an agreement that was approved this week by the Brazos County Commission. In addition to diverting $2.4 million in future property tax for the Atlas Hotel and Conference Center, another $3.8 million would go towards streets and other infrastructure and amenities that would include parks, lakes, a trail system, parking lots, and a wellness center. Groundbreaking is projected for next February or March, with the hotel's opening slated for May 2016. A Brazos County District Court jury has ordered McDonald's to pay $27 million. McDonald's will appeal the verdict, which is online at WTAW.com, where the jury ruled the restaurant was 97% responsible for the deaths of two Blinn College students. They were among four people in a vehicle that was struck by a pickup that ran a red light. They were on their way to the hospital after two of them were injured during a fight in the parking lot of the Northgate McDonald's. Another reminder to lock your vehicles and remove your valuables is due to 10 more burglaries and a stolen SUV that took place Tuesday in a College Station neighborhood. Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says since last Friday, 19 unlocked vehicles have been burglarized and two vehicles stolen after thieves found spare keys.
We're asking for the public to be watchful. If they have any information regarding suspicious activity, to please give us a call. And our officers have increased their patrols in that particular area, and we're hopeful to find these individuals and hold them accountable for their actions.
Online at WTAW.com are photos of the suspects. The victims are in an area south of Graham, north of Arrington, and west of the freeway. The College Station cases follow at least seven similar crimes reported to the Brazos County Sheriff's Office south of College Station near FM 2154. A local nonprofit housing provider in trouble with the city of College Station has a clean record in Bryan.
After Embrace Brazos Valley was caught spending federal grant money given by College Station on a project out of town, Bryan city officials say they stopped awarding Embrace projects using money from the Community Housing Development Program. Before that, Embrace received three of those grants in Bryan, totaling more than $130,000 to build two homes and repair two rentals. Embrace also received another $260,000 from another federal grant administered in Bryan to rebuild three owner-occupied homes. Bryan officials say Embrace has been very responsive and all seven homes were sold. Back in College Station, the city council last week agreed to reimburse the Department of Housing and Urban Development $181,000, and staff was directed to collect from Embrace, which was supposed to build two homes to be purchased by income-eligible buyers. Officials of the faith-based nonprofit told us yesterday they're still working on a public statement regarding what happened in College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan voted with the majority on two well-publicized issues Wednesday. One was a party-line vote proceeding with a lawsuit against the president, contending he exceeded his constitutional powers over Obamacare. The other vote was the overwhelming approval of the $16 billion Veterans Health Bill. Flores told a telephone town hall audience this week the legislation sets the stage for the VA in the 21st century.
As you may know, the VA today is the nation's second-largest bureaucracy, with about 330,000+ employees. Large federal bureaucracies are not known for responsiveness and customer service.
Senate approval is expected by the end of the week. We'll speak with Representative Flores in just a few minutes right here on WTAW. News time is 7:35. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. More news at 8 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Your relationship with your doctor is the foundation of health for you and your family. That's why choosing a doctor you trust, an expert who makes you feel secure and comfortable, one with convenient hours and same-day appointments, is so important and is as close as St. Joseph. Schedule your appointment today by calling 979-774-2121 or register online at st-joseph.org. St. Joseph Physicians, expert care focused on you.
Stuff the Bus is a community-wide drive to collect school supplies for children in our area. Each year, the Junior League provides school supplies to more than 16,000 students in need. We invite you to join us on Thursday, August 7th at the Brazos Center, HEB Tejas, and HEB Tower Point for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive. We hope you'll consider purchasing school supplies to donate to Stuff the Bus. For more information, please visit jlbcs.org or find them on Facebook and Twitter.
Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? At Zorneman Flooring, we provide you the very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Zorneman Flooring is now offering stained concrete. Come by the new showroom, now open Saturdays 9 to 1.
All right, let's see if we've got everything packed. Tent?
Check.
Folding chair?
Check.
Bug spray?
Check.
Grill?
Check.
Slovacic sausage?
Yikes! How could we forget? The kids would have been extremely upset.
You know, whether it's your annual family camping trip, a tailgate, a good old-fashioned backyard barbecue, or a meal at your next Aggie sporting event, no outing is complete until you've packed Slovacic sausage. Slovacic sausage, celebrating 10 years as the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics.
Morning at 7:38, a Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offering information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
There'll be sunshine today, sending temperatures up to about 90 to 95, but there'll also be some passing clouds and maybe a shower or a thunderstorm. Could see a shower or a thunderstorm tonight. There'll be lots of clouds around 70 to 75. Considerably cloudy tomorrow. Chance for a storm. Highs up around 90. Partial clearing tomorrow night with lows near 70. Sunshine Saturday, chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, and high temperatures are going to be around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You expect the best performance out of them. I think, you know, you give them the best environment to be in. And
they have done just that. The new Texas A&M football facilities was opened up to the media yesterday, and it is most impressive. NFL football is in full swing, and there are 30 Aggies trying to make roster spots. Brazos Valley Bombers sweep the Generals to advance even farther into the TCL leadership. All that and more coming up in Sports in 12.
Bill Flores joins us this morning rather than Wednesday, simply because more going on today than there was yesterday. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Scott. I thought it would make more sense to do this toward the end of the week because it's just been a crazy week up here.
Well, and this is basically going to be the end of your week today, right? Most of the House is going to probably get out of here and leave the Senate to look at whatever y'all send over their way.
Yes, sir, that's correct. Now, it'll depend on a couple of things. We've got a border security and unaccompanied minors bill we're looking at. If that doesn't pass, if I were leadership, I'd just hold us over until we found a way to deal with this issue. I just don't want to leave that undealt with before the August work period.
All right. Well, make book on that. What kind of percentage is it that y'all would continue to be there? What's the percentage?
I think it's pretty low, actually.
Okay.
I think it's low.
Let's talk about immigration for a minute. The whole idea of funneling more money down to take care of this does seem to be a pretty thorny deal. The president says $2.7 billion. That's actually what the Democrats, I guess, are sending over from the Senate and probably not going to pass. But that means that the House's plan, which is smaller than that, is the one that you think will be worked?
Yes, that's correct. The House plan is about $660 million, and it has a different allocation than the president's request or the Senate bill. Ours is more focused on border security and reunification efforts to get these
unaccompanied minors reunified with their parents back in Latin America.
Well, a lot of people feel like that's not enough money. Where do you stand on that?
Well, it covers the next 2 months. We've only got 2 months left in the fiscal year. And then we can look at how we're going to appropriate for the ongoing functions beginning in September. We can figure out where you want to go after October 1st. The thought of giving $2.7 billion for Homeland Security to spend in 2 months, that's just a disaster waiting to happen with hardworking taxpayer dollars. So I think we tend to meter the money out more on a just-in-time basis instead of giving big slogs of money to be used and potentially wasted.
Yep, that's true. Usually you do wait till the last minute. Even though probably the House is going to adjourn, I was reading this morning that the GAO has a report having to more bad news when it comes to healthcare.gov, that this thing is expensive. Gosh, it's over budget, and it's not working quite how intended. What are you anticipating you'll get out of that testimony this morning?
Well, I think we'll just wind up with more verification that this healthcare law has been flawed from the very beginning. And then the second thing is that, and I think most Americans are getting this after watching the VA mess unfold, large, unaccountable, unelected, unresponsive bureaucracies just don't do a good job of basic blocking and tackling. And so I think the American people get it now in terms of, for those people that believe that big government's the solution to everything, I think they're going to finally come to the realization that a bunch of bureaucrats are not going to solve all their problems.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Yeah, I would hope they would get it. You know, one of the things that it seems like, and I guess you will get something passed. You will get the VA bill passed, so I guess we can say that's a good thing.
Yeah, it passed last night.
Right, and then the Senate probably will do. Now, here's my question, though. I mean, you said it in your town hall. We ran the news cut, the audio cut, just moments before you were on the air live with us, talking about this very idea that this is bad customer service. The bureaucracy is bad customer service. And so one of the things that y'all are proud about is that now you're going to at least give senior management the opportunity to fire employees that aren't doing their job. Why isn't that policy? Why is that not policy in every department?
Well, the civil service system has, over the decades, has developed a set of very rigid rules that makes it fairly easy to hire somebody into the civil service system, but then it makes it virtually impossible to get them out of there. They almost have to commit a felony before you can get rid of them. And even if they commit a felony, the unions, from the life of me, I don't understand why federal workers are unionized. That just makes no sense at all. But the unions will protest, and the unions will drag it out and file complaints and litigation and grievances, and it just takes forever. And after a while, some members of what I guess you'd call management in the bureaucracy just give up, and they just find a closet to stick the poor performers in, and that's where they stay. And then you've got deals like Lois Lerner over at the IRS. I mean, that lady's still going to collect her pension, and there is just no reason the taxpayer should have to pay the cost of her, continuing to support her in light of the things that she's done.
Yeah, we were discussing it today. It continues to be a drip. There seems to be more and more information that slowly comes out, and obviously it's been there for a while, and they're deciding to release it in dribs and drabs so that people are paying attention and understanding that. Let's turn our attention to the highway bill for a minute because, I mean, these are dollars that could be cut off in the next month if you don't come up with a way to take care of the trust fund.
That's exactly right. We passed a bill in the House that would basically patch up the highway trust fund until next May, and then hopefully we'll have a different looking Congress that will allow us to come up with longer-term fixes. And in my view, a long-term fix is to push this activity back to the states and let them deal with their roads and then essentially virtually eliminate the federal gas tax and let the states figure out how to finance their own roads. The Senate, on the other hand, cut it down some so that the patch would expire in December so that you'd have to deal with it in a lame duck session. And they said they wanted to do it so that you'd get to a long-term solution more quickly. Lame duck sessions are not good places to come up with long-term solutions for any program, especially the highway program. So We'll have on the floor today a vote to reject the Senate amendments and to send the bill back the way the House passed it originally.
Well, and then that means basically y'all are leaving town and saying this is a take it or leave it deal for the Senate.
That's my understanding. That's correct.
Okay. Now, yesterday the president's out on the he's in Kansas City speaking, and we were discussing it this morning when he rolls up his sleeves and goes and leans on the front of the podium. The optics are much in his favor because it looks like he's just one of those guys, and he's saying, you know, Congress won't get along with me and they won't sue me, and if they do that and work together with me, then we'd be a better country. So where are we on the legal action to try to sue the president?
We passed that last night in the House, and it passed pretty much on a party line vote for the House of Representatives as a body to sue the president. On behalf of the American people, to try to get to preserve the liberty and freedom under the Constitution of the American people, and hold the president accountable for his actions.
The current schedule shows that Congress isn't going to convene again in session until September the 8th. Is that about right?
That's correct, barring any unforeseen circumstances. Mm-hmm. This whole border security, unaccompanied minors. Legislation could be the wild card that changes that, depending on how the vote goes today.
Well, and then folks understand, then they're only in session for 2 more weeks because some of them have elections coming up in November, then they need to get back in campaign. That's not a lot of time there.
It's actually 3. Okay. It's actually 3 weeks, yeah.
That's not a lot of time to be able to get this stuff done, that's for sure.
Well, no, it's not, and we still have to do the government funding starting October the 1st. I'll be candid with you, Scott. I really don't like the calendar this year because it just looks like, you know, a little bit of stuff's going to get done, and then everybody's off running for re-election. It has a real odor to it, in my view, but that's above my pay grade, unfortunately.
Well, again, if the Senate votes tomorrow, it'll be the first vote on a Friday that they've had all year long. Bill Flores,
well, now you want to talk about a body that doesn't work very hard, that's the Senate.
Yeah, that casting votes apparently seems to be a very difficult thing for them to be able to do, just to vote on almost anything.
That's correct. That's correct.
Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. I appreciate you moving it to Thursday so we had a little bit more to talk about, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Look forward to talking to you next week. I'd ask our listeners to continue to pray for our country and our military men and women.
All right, thanks.
If you wear dentures, life just got better with new U dentures from Dr. Michael Reese. New U dentures return your profile to its original youthful appearance, eliminating the sunken-in look of conventional dentures. Virtually indistinguishable from real teeth, new U dentures are like an instant facelift. Imagine an exciting new option that enhances your smile, your confidence, and your look. New U dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
It's a great time to visit Royalty Pecan Farms. Join their orchard tour every Saturday at 12:30, where you'll ride a covered wagon through the trees and experience the farm. Kids 4 years old and under ride free. Tour spots are limited, so buy tickets online at royaltypecans.com. And backed by popular demand, free wine tastings from 1 to 4 this Saturday and the first Saturday of every month. Spend a little time this summer at Royalty Pecans. Open Monday through Saturday on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Ongoing changes in the culture have made many aspects of life easier, but it's made parenting increasingly difficult. Today's parents face challenges past generations couldn't have imagined. Thankfully, raising great kids doesn't require new and innovative techniques. For the most part, you just have to stick with the fundamentals. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Vince Lombardi was the legendary football coach for the Green Bay Packers. Throughout the 60s, his teams dominated the NFL. But their astounding success was not the result of innovative ways to play the game. It was quite the opposite. In fact, one notorious example demonstrates how adamant Coach Lombardi was that his players master the fundamentals. At the beginning of training camp, after a very successful year, Lombardi gathered his men for a little pep talk. Standing before a room full of professional players, he held up a football and announced, "Gentlemen, this is a football." It's an important truth. No matter how much culture changes, the fundamentals of parenting are really no different than they've always been. Kids need to feel loved, safe, and provided for. They need to know they matter. They need parents who will listen to them and encourage them. No question, each generation of parents faces new challenges. But underneath it all, the fundamental needs of children have not changed. Parents, this is a child. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Going back to my veteran thing, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite, 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was like, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days, but she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
.com
859-428-1000. And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Oh, no. I mean, you want to do the news? You can do the news if you want.
Oh, I don't think we want that.
We just switch scripts. It wouldn't be a problem at all.
I don't think you want to do that.
All right, here we go.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 7:51. Texas A&M Associate Athletic Director of Football Justin Moore gave the media, that's us, a tour of the team's new facilities. Because the football players have not seen their new digs yet, they've asked us to not go into too much detail so the students are surprised when they see it. In a nutshell, let's just say the locker room facilities are staggering. Coach Sumlin likes the new abode as well.
You know, as players go, as student athletes go, you know, you can ask guys to do a lot of things if you treat them the right way. And if you expect the best performance out of them, I think, you know, you give them the best environment to be in, and I think they appreciate that.
Check back to WTAW.com for the photos from yesterday's press junket at 3 p.m. That's when the embargo ends and we're allowed to show you. Most, if not all, the NFL training camps are open, and as it stands right now, some 30 former Texas A&M football players are looking to secure a spot on the final roster. The longest tenured Aggie in the NFL is all-pro punter Shane Leckler, who played for 13 years for the Oakland Raiders before joining the Houston Texans and playing there last year. Leckler was a 4-year starter for the Aggies from 96 to 99 and played his high school football at East Bernard. And you can see the entire list of football players in the NFL at WTAW.com as well. The first place Brazos Valley Bombers claimed the lead in the bottom of the second inning by scoring 3 runs, 2 of which were a double by right-hander Blake Kopetsky. The Bombers led wire-to-wire to complete a sweep of the second-place Victoria Generals 3-2, and Coach Kurt Dixon called the victory a complete one.
8 games in, played them coming into this series, and we were 4-4. They do a good job. They've been behind us in the standings all year, and to get a sweep here at home, this late in the year, getting ready for the playoffs too, just good for momentum. And then, you know, winning good ball games like this. A walk-off in 11th last night, and then a 3-2, pretty clean baseball, all three phases on our end. So, but that's how it's been when we step on the field with them, and it's just good to get a series sweep and not a split.
As the 2014 Texas Collegiate League playoffs approach, the Bombers enter the final stretch of the season with home field advantage, for now anyway, which will help them to become the first team to repeat as TCL champions. The Bombers will begin the last half of their homestand tonight at 7:05 Cellucor Field against the East Texas Pump Jacks. That game, by the way, carried on Sports Radio 1150 The Zone. From the TCL to the MLB, it looked like business as usual for the Texas Rangers last night.
Swung on and line deep to right field. Down the line, it is gone. It's almost unbelievable. Brett Gardner does it again. Gardy goes yardy. And the Yankees take an immediate 1-0 lead.
That was a leadoff home run, which has now been twice for the series opener. The Texas Rangers battle back to clinch the first series victory in a month by beating the Yankees last night 3-2. The Rangers had lost 7 consecutive series leading up to that one. The Stros, on the other hand, Well, they started off hot.
Grossman drills it deep to right field. Reddick is back, looking up. See you later. Two-run home run, Robbie Grossman. 6-0 Astros.
Grossman homered to cap a 6-run first inning that sent the Astros past the Athletics 8-1. Dallas Keuchel pitched a four-hitter, and the A's were never in that game at all. Gordon Neal shot a 7-under 64 at Miramount to top the boys' field in the Junior PGA Championships. Kristen Gilman from Austin increased her lead to 3 strokes in the girls' division. Sam Burns was 2 strokes back in the boys' contest after a 69, and Hobart's Brad DeLake was 3rd at 3-under 70. Gilman had her 2nd straight 66 to reach 10-under in the girls' field. News from training camp, Dallas Cowboys owner Jerry Jones says former defensive tackle Josh Brent is out of rehab and could have his future of the NFL resolved before the team leaves Oxnard, California in training camp. Brent was convicted in January of intoxication manslaughter for the December 2012 crash that killed Jerry Brown, one of the taxi squad players. He was sentenced to 180 days in jail and a 10-year run of probation. The Texas Historical Commission has postponed a vote on whether to designate the Houston Astrodome as a, quote, state antiquities landmark, a status that would make it harder to tear down the iconic structure. The future of the Astrodome is uncertain, although it's not in immediate danger of being torn down after voters last year declined to authorize $217 million in bonds to turn it into a multi-purpose special events center. The designation would mean any proposal to alter or demolish the Astrodome would need commission approval. While the designation wouldn't bar demolition, preservation groups say it would provide an extra step against it. The Astrodome has been closed to all events since 2009. And that's been a look at your sports. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When an infant or small child cries uncontrollably, it's natural to feel frustrated, but it's never okay to shake them. That can result in brain damage, blindness, even death. Texas has the highest death rate for shaken baby syndrome. This can be prevented, and you can learn ways to cope with a crying baby. Visit safebabies.sw.org. That's safebabies.sw.org. A message sponsored by Kohl's Cares and Baylor Scott & White Health.
I remember the look on our kids' faces when I told them we were going to Schlitterbahn. You'd think I just told them that school was canceled forever. I remember how excited our 10-year-old got when he saw the miles of tube chutes and slides, the waves in the rivers, and thrilling adventures. Our teenage daughter was so excited she even forgot that her cell phone was stashed in a locker. And believe me, that's saying a lot. I remember the whole family sharing tubes and holding on for the ride. That's right. My kids were actually sharing. Even my husband was laughing like a kid again. And that was just when he found out that parking was free. We shared a lot of fun on our family vacation to Schlitterbahn. And I'll hold on to the memories forever.
Hold on to your family and summer fun at Schlitterbahn Water Parks. With unique experiences in New Braunfels, Galveston Island, and South Padre Island, there's something for everyone. Purchase tickets, make resort reservations, and view water park schedules at Schlitterbahn.com.
It's the hottest, coolest time in Texas. We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kind of neat last night at the Rangers game that W came out, 43.
Mm-hmm.
Presented a picture of Derek Jeter that I think they took right before he threw the pitch out at Yankee Stadium. But anyway, that was kind of neat. Well, again, 43 is a big-time baseball fan.
Yep.
Loves it. You know, goes to the park whenever he can. The other thing is Vin Scully has announced that he will be back for another season with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yep.
He's been the Dodgers announcer for 66 years. Think about that, 66 years. He's 86 years old.
That's so, really and truly the epitome of baseball. I was listening to a game by Scully.
Well, you know, he's really good. He's really good.
Yes,
does a lot
is.
Of stuff that's good. You know, and just on a completely different note, you know, I turned on the television last night on Channel 3 to watch the news, and James Brown was anchoring the CBS Evening News, which is pretty cool. I mean, think about that. He does doesn't he do the NFL show
pre-game
as well?
Show, yeah, I think so.
I mean, that's not bad. Vin Scully's a good dude. I'm not sure if I want to watch him do the evening news, but James Brown doing that work right now is pretty interesting. All right, we may do a top 10 the next half hour.
Okay.
Just letting you know. We don't do that very often. 91 for a high temperature today, 30% chance of rain, 78 right now, it's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Brian.